So we are doing a special podcast today about the current affairs. As you all know, there is quite some things happening on this whole coronavirus, etc. And everybody is talking about how many people are infected and how many people die. And there is still only very little people talking about the economic implications. And I think for people like us who are selling on Amazon, there is some other complications also, which you might not even see. And that's what we would like to address today. So this is not meant to be like a very negative podcast, but there is some things that you just might not see or realize. And let's address the elephant in the room, China, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely.
So China is sort of the main player in this whole state of affairs. What right now is happening there is that apparently they got it under control. That's what they say. For us, the indicator that we look at is that, you know, you can travel into Wuhan, but you cannot travel outside Wuhan. So to us, it looks like it's still not under control, whatever the Chinese authorities may say. And I think it also makes sense because I think what they are trying to do is damage control. China is being hit severely because this is not very good for the PR of this country. What we went over earlier together is that what we see is that there is going to be a shift. If you look at, you know, economics, in the U.S., it's also, you know, like not even called coronavirus by President Trump. He calls it the Chinese virus, which for us is an indicator that, you know, he thinks that they are responsible for everything that is happening.
Well, I don't think the U.S. only thinks that. I think more people think that.
That is correct. And that is correct. They are responsible for what is happening. And that is why there's going to be, for them, there's going to be repercussions. And repercussions coming into, you know, import taxes going way up, et cetera, et cetera. And when that happens, I mean, first of all, think this. There's going to be a lot of people losing their jobs. I mean, that's a given. Goldman Sachs stated that 30% of the Americans is going to be unemployed by the end of this year, which is a very devastating statistic, because the crisis in 1929 had 29.4%, which was the highest at that time, the highest unemployment rate. 30% is more than that. That means that, you know, like there's going to be an enormous inflation going to happen. That means people are going to have a problem with pensions, etc. But also, it means that buying from China is going to be something of yesterday. That's what we see, really.
Yeah, because China is such a big producer of various products, 25% worldwide products.
25% of all products in the world come, you know, from China, which is a lot.
But this is definitely changing.
Yes, that's what we see. What we see is that there's going to be a shift, you know, like, or we don't see it yet, but we know that this is going to happen. You know, like people have ridiculous reasons why not to buy from China right now. You know, they think there's a virus on their package and that's whatever. But the point is that Chinese products will not be that cheap anymore. So private label sellers that are now buying their stuff from Chinese factories will find themselves having to pay more for their product. And it means that people in the U.S. will have to pay more for that product because you have to make money. And that means that, you know, like from the same product can be bought like in Vietnam or in India or in, you know, in other countries in Southeast Asia that are going to grab the ball. They are going to grab the ball. These countries, they see this as an opportunity to, you know, get rid of the beast China and start producing similar products or same looking products for a better price because they have less import taxes to pay in countries like the US, in countries like the European Union, etc. Because China will be hit. That's what we think is going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, India is a great opportunity right there.
Yes.
They have an incredible potential of production. They already, and it's not being utilized. And I think that they will.
Yeah.
They can come out quite all right out of this, I must say.
Exactly. You know, like in the past, there was, people said a lot of things about India, you know, and people say a lot of things about China. The bottom line is this. If we are, as sellers, want to sell a product, we are looking for quality and we are looking for the right price. And there have been products coming out of China which have been, you know, of high quality. But they also produce a lot of stuff that was not so high quality and was, you know, like bending the rules here and there. And then, I mean, for instance, kids' toys that, you know, like are having paint that, you know, have lead in it and, you know, like stuff that is not allowed in European countries or in the US, and still they produce it and, you know, they try to hide it, etc., etc. I mean, of course, the things that are happening in society in any country are also happening in China. The point is that right now the US will, you know, it will focus on the points that are the things that are happening in China that are like not very positive. So if you have stuff that you buy in China, I think that what's going to happen is that you will see that other countries around China are going to produce similar products and they're going to produce them for a better price. So this is sort of a heads up to start looking into, you know, to prepare. As entrepreneurs, you have to be prepared and you have to think about what is happening around you. And India is, I mean, some of you know probably that we have very good contacts in India and the countries around, as well as China. We have, you know, business relations with China also.
Oh, yeah, we have a great one over there, but we are not going to use it for now, that's for sure.
Exactly.
We'll see how things develop, but
India
is definitely a better one for now.
Right.
I recommend that.
Right. Like we have connections in India, we have through those connections also connections in Vietnam and Thailand. And you can see that these people are on the edge of their seat. They are waiting. You know, right now they're in lockdown. But I tell you, we can phone and we can speak to them. And right now they see a huge opportunity because they see, you know, they understand what's happening and they understand that nobody really sees it yet. But they know what happened to their country in the past. When a big country like the US wants something or doesn't want something, they push to get things done their way. And so I think that China is going to have quite a beef with the US on what has happened. And that other people are going to benefit from it. So yeah, ask yourself the question, you know, like where you are now. I mean, I know several of you guys lost all their income because I'll give you an example. We are selling some stuff which is party stuff, right? So you can imagine that we're not selling a lot right now on party stuff on Amazon because nobody's partying. There's no, like we sell, for instance, we sell biodegradable plates and cups and stuff and for groups of 50 people. Well, that's not selling right now. I can tell you that much. So when this thing is lifted, it will, you know, go and sell again, etc., etc. But there will be a new phase in our business where we will really shift to, you know, Indian products and products in that part of Southeast Asia. Because we can already see what's coming. If you build a long-term relationship now with Chinese companies, it's tricky. That's what I see.
I mean, that's why we have set up our production lines and, you know, in India because of that.
Yeah.
Because that's just way safer. It's very, very obvious, actually.
Yeah, we work with...
And we really recommend anybody else that we speak to in that way, too, because...
Right.
It's really obvious. When you look, it's not hard to find the information, actually.
Yeah, we work with an office where there's always inspections happening. There's American executives there and Indians working together, basically. But there is like a Western atmosphere also there, you know. And okay, we all know that certain things are very important for Westerners. And sometimes in Southeast Asia, they have like, you know, they're a different culture. And we are dealing with governments that have all kinds of committees that are looking into, okay, do you guys keep the rules and, you know, follow the rules? So we have someone over there that is like having this Western background, which is in charge and, you know, can immediately see if something is going on that shouldn't be going on or etc. Because that is sometimes a concern that people have. Also, you know, we all know in China, you need to have some inspector that is basically paid by you and knows what you want. inspect what's happening in the Chinese factories, and then they ship it, you know. And it's nothing different here. We have Western inspectors in India. So anyway, we just wanted to start mentioning this and put this out here. And you can say, yeah, but you know, you benefit from it, of course, because you're in India. As I said, we have relationships with China as well, and but we don't see really directly a big future right now. For the simple reason that we think there's going to be repercussions, you know, like in the economic world of China. I can hardly imagine that is not happening, right?
Yeah. I mean, the indicators are all there, honestly.
Exactly.
And since a while, and now with the coronavirus, that's a hard hit. That's like really...
Right. So anyway, so stay safe out there, but really start looking at, okay, you know, if you're doing business with China... start diversifying, you know, start also looking into products coming from other countries, because if you only buy in China, I mean, another thing, for instance, can also be sourcing in the US, right? We source in the US as well. So you have to diversify. Don't depend just on China, because if next year you still just depend on China, I don't know, you might be out of business. That's what I can see. Yeah.
But if somebody also wants help to set up a production line in India for them, we should tell them where they can contact us if they want some help, so we can help them out.
Exactly. Anyway, so we have a WhatsApp line, actually. I will put that somewhere close to this podcast or in the blog post or wherever it's going to be posted. So you can... just ask your questions on that phone line. It's a phone line to our office in India. That's a phone line that is going directly to an American executive there. His name is Mr. Tucker. And he will, you know, like answer all your questions about what you need, what you want, what you're looking for. We have access to pretty much all industries in India. So we can make an offer for anything that you want. Produced, that's not a problem. So yeah, I think that's about it. Good that you mentioned it. I totally forgot about that, but yeah, they can.
Yeah, so we can help out anybody else, because in these times it's actually important to help each other, you know.
Yeah,
definitely. We know, we saw what's coming and we have prepared for this, but some others might not be prepared, you know, and we have to, I think it's really important, because it's not nice to see people, you know, that try to make a good living, a good life for themselves, and suddenly everything falls apart, you know, with this unpredicted thing that's happening. It's like, it's so big that it's kind of like, how do you handle this, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. Do well, and make sure you take the right decisions, and do your research, find out where you are, really. Also, keep a close eye on your finances. You might need them in the very near future, you know. So make sure you have a little buffer. And I think that was it, pretty much.
Yeah. And don't make huge commitments financially.
Yeah.
That you can't follow up on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Deliver on.
Yeah. Something that you need to keep in mind, for sure. Okay. That's it for today.